My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We don't need to start the show with negativity.
No, we shouldn't.
I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to turn things positive.
Do it.
Because I'm in such a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
My son came to the door today. Yeah. Never, ever, ever says goodbye. I always say, hey, buddy, daddy's going to work. Can I have a hug? And he goes, no.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care.
Can I have a kiss? And he's like, no. And then I walk out the door. Today, he ran to the door.
Mm.
He opened the door, and he said, have a good day at work.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. And then he said, Dad. And I turn around, and he goes, make sure you have a good day at work. He doubled down.
Be certain.
So between that and the football being back, your boy's feeling good. So I'm going to go around the room here with compliments, okay?
Oh.
Just dudes giving compliments. Danny, first compliment to you. You got a haircut today.
I did.
You're looking fresh.
Thanks.
You hate the sides of your head.
Yes, I do.
When there's like those feathery hairs. And so you tell them to take them all off. They're all gone.
They're gone.
You look good. Yeah. So congratulations.
Look okay. Thank you.
Darius, you're always so sweet. You're just a nice lad. I'm happy to see your smiling face today. Ryan, you brought us cookies yesterday. I mean, you're very handsome. You look like the guy in Twisters named Glenn Powell. Men want to be you. Mm-hmm. Women want to be with you.
Mm.
Okay? That kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the compliments for everybody in the room. Now let's get to the program. All right? Everyone is in a good mood?
Yeah. That was nice. Wasn't that nice?
Chiefs.
It was nice.
Ravens, Danny. God, it was good.
It wasn't it?
Why is this sport so popular? Why do people care so much? Why are these guys making such a big deal that it's coming back? It came down to a half of one inch last night. If a absolute beast, Isaiah Likely, what a performance.
Yeah, that was growing up stuff.
What a coming out party it was for him. 9 grabs, 111 yards and a touchdown, and some mauling IHOP amount of pancake blocks from him last night. But if he wears a shoe size, one size smaller, the Ravens tie the game. And you know they were going for two to try to win.
You saw Harbaugh with the deuces. He put them right up and said, let's go.
You saw that one coming like 4 minutes out.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure everybody would have reacted the first Friday after the season opener very reasonably had the Ravens had gone for two and lost or, you know, based on Lamar's performance or whatever else everyone's going to be chewing up left and right today. But it came down to one inch. As we ran back the rematch of the AFC Championship game.
Just perfect. Just perfect. So a couple things, just notes on the possession. I don't know when it became the paradigm, but I think it has. I'm the old dinosaur that's going, spike it, spike it, spike it, spike it, and no one seems to have any interest in it. Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast, Tirico asked Collinsworth, wouldn't that have made sense to maybe ground the ball there and spike it? And Collinsworth had sort of muttered some sort of axiom or platitude of, they got to score anyway or something.
His point was so wrong and frankly, just dumb. So Tirico asked him, and you're talking about the Ravens get the ball down on the big catch.
Huge play to Rashad Bateman. Fingertip catch. Unbelievable stuff. The play ends with around 29 or 30 seconds left on the clock. Go.
They're inside the 10-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And now the whole formation, including all the big boys that are out of breath that have been working hard all drive long, have to jog down 30 yards, line up inside the 10, get a snap off, and spike it. If you spike it, you save yourself, what would you guess, 15 seconds?
Well, it ended up, they finally snapped the ball after getting everybody organized with 19 seconds left. That play takes well. Jackson scrambles around a little bit, moves, then throws an incompletion where likely comes down awkward and hurts himself.
There's 9 seconds left.
Then there's only 10 seconds left.
Right. But my point is, there was 10 seconds of play that they ran.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not getting organized, calling a play, lining guys up, and you just run down and you're just using whatever your code word is for spike, apple, 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 and you get up to the line and you spike it, I think they would have saved themselves 15 seconds.
Absolutely. I would say at least.
But Tirico asks his analyst, who's very good, Chris Collinsworth, hey, should they have spiked it there? And Collinsworth, to your point, said, oh, you got to score either way. So, you know, they still have a couple more plays. The clock is the most important thing there. His point was, well, they would have run one play with the spike, and they ran one play anyway, so what's the difference? The difference is there's time left. After the incompletion to likely, you now have a fourth down play. So I thought his point was outrageously incorrect.
Agreed. So you set up this amazing moment because, of course, it had to come down to that, right? The 2-minute drill, such as it was, Baltimore wasted timeouts on defense earlier in the half. Again, that's another thing that I'll never understand that coaches, how and why coaches do that.
As good as John Harbaugh is, that's a bit of a Harbaugh staple.
Yeah, in a close game against a good opponent, I can't ever do that. There's got to be something egregious. Like, they'll score if I don't do this. It's not worth 5 yards. It's not worth a delay of game to me. In the second half, that timeout in a close game, I'm going to need it on offense. And if I don't use it, fine. But I need to always save them for that.
The drama was just so good.
But the drama was perfect.
Likely on a couple plays before that. So there was a 3-play sequence at the end, throw into the end zone. Deep shot, corner of the end zone to Likely, who was open. If Lamar makes a good throw, it's a touchdown. Overthrows it back of the end zone, tries to make a leaping catch. Gets violently shoved to the ground. I thought he broke his hand.
I thought it was a wrist. Apparently, I mean, it's ribs.
Sounded like he dislocated something and then popped it back in. 2 plays later, he's right back on the field. Now, the play in the middle there, the sandwich play, was Zay Flowers wide open in the back of the end zone. Lamar missing him by 6 feet behind him. A little bit of a miscommunication where he thought he'd throttle it down. Zay was just kind of running into space in the back of the paint. So they missed there. And then the final play was the throw to Likely. Here's how it sounded last night on NBC on the national telecast.
And first four, Lamar trying to make magic happen. Throw it in zone. Likely, 2 feet down. Yes! Touchdown! What a play! Isaiah Likely!
Let's make sure.
Oh!
Very close.
Oh!
Is there enough to overturn?
Oh, that's on. That's on the line, isn't it?
I think. Terry McCauley's going to have to make this call, but it looks like that toe's on the line, Terry.
I agree completely.
Oh.
The right toe's on the line. It's out of bounds. This is going to be reversed to an incomplete pass.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's how it sounded last night on NBC.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Few things there. Mike Tirico's the best.
Yeah.
What a
just
great
awesome.
Call. Second, I do like Collinsworth a lot, but Terry McCauley does not have to make that call. My mom or your dad or anybody's nephew could have made that call. His cleat was clearly on the chalk. Jackson, after the game, I don't know if you saw, said he thought it was a touchdown, and he still thinks it's a touchdown. And to that I would say, no, it wasn't. because his cleat landed on the paint, on the white chalk, out of bounds in the back of the end zone. But does not change what would have been an amazing play by both the quarterback and the tight end. An amazing drive. In the end, Chiefs win 27-20. Just rapid fire thoughts on the game really quick. Some things that I jotted down. I want to know what you thought. Football's the best. That was the first thing. Lamar's not going to last 17 games running that much. That seemed like maybe a game plan thing, I guess. He ran the ball 16 times last night for 122 yards. That's not going to work over 17 games. He also lost 15 pounds so that he could be quicker, and he was, I thought, in the game. But there was a point where he's running out of bounds, and he like lowered his shoulder and went helmet to helmet with someone. That was stupid. There were a couple of other just big, loud contact plays that I thought he could have avoided. But he's not going to have 17 of those in him. Now, he might only need two or three of those, but it's the first game, and that seems like the design is they're going to use him a lot running the football, and Derrick Henry only had 13 carries, but I just don't think that's sustainable. Travis Kelce was library quiet. He was whisper quiet in this game. Kelce ended up catching three balls for 34 yards. The number of Kelce catches was like one-third of the number of shots of his girlfriend Taylor Swift in the crowd. Just not a whole lot of Travis Kelce last night for the Chiefs. Isaiah Likely, amazing. He was the best tight end on the field, 9 for 111 and a score, coming into his own. My guess is he supplants Mark Andrews a little bit this year. Coming
to a degree,
Andrews will have a big season, but don't you think, I mean, that
there's
guy,
a role for Likely.
You cannot put that car back in the garage.
Yeah, there's a role for him because he's not as large as Andrews, maybe not as physical an inline blocker, though he was pretty good last night, but he looks like an overgrown wide receiver. You know what I mean? Just kind of the way he moves around a little bit. And if attention is going to be paid to Zay Flowers, who they featured heavily, and you would think Andrews, you know, get the same requisite attention for a guy that's been close to a 1,000-yard receiver in his own right as a tight end, there'll be some spots for him.
I love how hard Isaiah Pacheco plays and runs. Mm-hmm. He just does everything pretty violently, angrily. He also is one of these guys. You know, some people move in a way where it doesn't look like there's any effort. James Wood does this. He is a glider.
He's a glider.
With his limbs, to the point where there was a piece written in the Post about how, like, his coaches growing up at different levels didn't think he was hustling. And still, I'll get a tweet every now and then from Nats fans like, why doesn't he run or why doesn't he do this? It's like, no. You didn't notice that he was the fastest guy on the field in that moment. It just looks different because he's so giant. It looks like Pacheco, everything is like really...
Yeah, whatever the opposite of James Wood is right? Pacheco.
It's choppy.
Just got sugar! You know, like he's so...
Rashee Rice slanted the Ravens to death all night. Mm-hmm. Very much not suspended, if you're curious. He is on the field. 7 for 103 last night, their leading receiver. Facing 8 felonies, I think, but nothing has come in terms of hearings yet, so the NFL's waiting on that. And he fell in a lot of fantasy drafts because people just didn't know if he was getting suspended or not. Looks like he's in tune for a big season, perhaps. We'll see how much the offense changes when Hollywood Brown comes back. Two other things. They debuted their rookie Xavier Worthy. How fast is that guy?
He's expedient.
That is quite literally the fastest 40 time in the history of the NFL was turned in by him. His first touch was a 21-yard touchdown last night. I want to give Clary credit because he was in here last night saying he put money down on a first touchdown for Worthy. Now, he didn't win it because, unfortunately, the Ravens got the ball first.
And just walked down that field.
But how about Worthy, dude?
Yeah.
And then he had the busted coverage 35-yard touchdown later in the game.
So, a couple things. My note, I only have a few to add. Both those teams are excellent. Both those teams are going to be factors. Both those teams are going to be really, really good this year. I saw nothing to dissuade me of that. Kansas City's offense is going to look like we're used to it looking. Last year is the anomaly. Now they've got a few more toys. They're more versatile, right? Now that you don't have to force feed Travis Kelce. Baltimore's plan, to me, looked like they wanted to take Kelce away. Fine. Watch this. We'll spread you out with this super fast dude. We'll find a matchup to exploit. If you're going to bracket Travis Kelce, okay, you're going to leave Rashee Rice on a linebacker, and you're going to lose that time after time after time after time. And having Worthy, I don't know how great a football player he is. I know this is going to sound a little bit iffy, but bear with me. I don't know if he's like, if he went somewhere else, he would be 80 for 100, you know, for 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. I know that as a toy in Andy Reid's offense, he's terrifying. And that presence, I think, is what matters the most.
I also think the discourse on him is going to get out of hand this week. Because he scored 2 touchdowns. One was on a really nicely designed, perfectly called play where he didn't get touched.
Yeah, there were like 7 or 8 mammoth dudes in front of him paving the road.
The other was a busted coverage completely. And so it was two scores and he had a monster game. But I could very easily see that's, you know, one catch for 4 yards next week or something like that.
Yeah, I think the threat of him is more important than him, if that makes any sense.
Ravens need Lamar Jackson to make more throws, though. And he missed way too many throws.
Yeah, and for Baltimore's perspective, it always sort of feels a little bit to me like when they have a huge game like this where everybody's they know the talking heads tomorrow are going to be saying something. It's almost like it reminds me of like a filmmaker who got criticized for his last movie going, fine, I'll do what you guys want in this movie. Because remember, he just stood in the pocket against Kansas City in the AFC title game, and it didn't work real well because they're not really built to do that. They're like, okay, fine, we'll run him to death. See if that makes you happy. And there's a happy medium there. Even still, I was pretty impressed with the Ravens.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.